From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We measure greatness in baseball by the numbers. Home runs, strikeouts, stolen bases. How about ability to carry a tune? How do you like me now? A new CD showcases Major League Baseball players singing. Some also play drums, banjo, guitar, from country to rap. Spinning in posse like the past great eyes. He's short stuff in the league, so back up off me. Let's do a scuffle, Sam. I can't live with or without you. And you came upon me. This song is called Wave on Wave by Austin musician Pat Green. Singing and playing guitar is one of Green's biggest admirers, a fellow Texan.
My name is Scott Linebrink. I'm a pitcher, relief pitcher with the San Diego Padres from Austin, Texas.
Like the others on this album, Linebrink finds ways to bring music to the ballpark.
I don't necessarily, you know, stand up in front of the guys before the game and break into some song, but we will find a room in the back of the clubhouse. It's kind of private, and we have a couple guitars back there, and we'll play a little bit between batting practice and the game, and then also after the game, we always travel with our guitars. I carry mine with me on the road, and it's good to just sit in a hotel room with some of the guys and just kind of unwind from the game. It's a great stress reliever.
My name is Scott Shore, and I was the producer of this project called Osei Can You Sing.
And how did you get the idea that you wanted to put baseball players behind the microphone and see what they could do?
Well, I've been producing indie bands. That's pretty much my job, and I'm a really big sports fan. And I was kind of tired of seeing whenever you would mix music and sports together, it tended to be kind of cheesy. And so what I wanted to do was just try to find baseball players, which is my favorite sport, to find the guys that actually had musical talent. So I would just basically call all the teams and talk to the player personnel and find out, you know, who are the guys that sing in the clubhouse that might carry a guitar on the road. And I just, you know, narrowed the list that way.
And then you'd have to assure them, and it's not going to be cheesy.
That's right. That was a really big concern because they have a reputation, of course.
So they would stick together. It sounds like there's sort of a fraternity of musicians in baseball. They seek each other out.
Yeah. I mean, my first guy was Omar Vizquel, who was with the Cleveland Indians at the time. And he would, you know, then he said to me, well, there's a couple other Indians on our team that play music. And so he'd introduce me to, for example, Ben Broussard, who turned out to be an amazing singer-songwriter. I actually just finished a solo record with him. And then he said, well, you know, Coco Crisp on our team raps.
Have to have that name in baseball, Coco Crisp.
Right.
Of the Cleveland Indians. This is a hip-hop tune that he wrote himself called We Got That Thing. We got that thing, we got those things to make them girls sing. We on black sand, we do it big, we got them diamonds, man. Any man try to walk in my shoes, guaranteed to give you players straight to blues. That chain you wearing is dental floss to me. I sacrifice buns like burnt offering. So throw your hands up in the sky and watch the way us players fly. No, did I get that right? That chain you're wearing is dental floss to me.
Yeah, that's
it. I sacrifice bunts like burnt offerings.
That's it. And that's probably, if there has to be a hit on the record, that's probably it. Everyone loves that song, and it's kind of turned into an anthem at Jacobs Field where the Indians play. I play the center like Kareem, and I like it when the crowd screams. We got that thing, we got those things to make them girls sing. We on black sand, we do it big, we got them diamonds, man. So don't get it twisted, y'all, cause I come from the city where the angels fall in. I'm nothing nice, I got them stripes like candy canes, man. Okay, now you've got to be honest with me here. I'm wondering if, when you're putting these songs together, if you're performing the studio equivalent of, you know, the corked bat or the sandpaper in the glove, you're tweaking and making things a little better than they would ordinarily be. Yeah, see, that's what I wanted to avoid, because that's why I looked for guys that really had talent, because I wanted to show the fans the actual, you know, voice or the how someone's playing a guitar. And there was very little change on the voice. Of course, we added reverb, but no, this is their real skills. I mean, that's kind of what I was going for.
I'm betting that the high point of this project for you has to have been recording Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith.
Without a doubt. Went to his house in St. Louis, and
this is actually a funny story, because there's a sign in his front door that says something like, nobody gets to see the wizard, because he's called the Wizard of Oz. So I sat at the front door for like literally 10 minutes, just terrified to knock on this door, even though I knew he was expecting us. But he was so mellow and just welcoming, and we went into his basement of his house, which also acts as his memorabilia room. So we're recording him. We've got, you know, 12 gold gloves surrounding us, all his, you know, all-star bats, his World Series rings. And it was definitely the highlight of this whole project for me personally.
And he does just a really lovely version of the old Sam Cooke song, Cupid.
Yeah, it's great. He did a great job on that.
My real name is Osborne Earl Smith, known as Ozzy Smith. You know, they call me the Wizard.
And now, along with all your baseball honors, you have another one now. You have a recording career.
No, I don't have a recording career. You know, we all spend time in the shower singing or feeling that we can sing. Scott, who produced this last CD, came to me and said, hey, we'd love to have you on the CD, and would you like to be on there? And I told him, not particularly. But he twisted my arm. He and my agent twisted my arm for about 6 months, excuse me. I finally decided to do the CD, and I chose a song that I used to hear around the house all the time when I was growing up. My mom was a big Sam Cooke fan and stuff, so Cupid was one of those songs that I was pretty familiar with, and it brought back a lot of pleasant memories of the times growing up.
Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger on me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist. And this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow.
You know, Mr. Smith?
Yes.
I think Sam Cooke would be proud.
Well, hopefully he is. God bless his soul.
Well, Ozzy Smith, it's good of you to talk with us. Thanks.
All righty. Thank you very much.
The CD is called Oh Say Can You Sing. Some of the proceeds are to go to charities. The producer is Scott Shore. We also heard from contributors Scott Linebrink of the San Diego Padres and Hall of Famer Ozzy Smith.
Now, Cupid, and don't you hear me?
There's more music from the CD at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.